Well, it's a good incentive, right? Look how bad she wants it. Look what she's doing out of her sheer need. The kneeling, muscled woman moves closer to you, walking on her knees across the mat, until she's just a foot from your bench, her eyes locked on your cock now. And when you lift, your cock jumps and she jolts. The hand between her legs seems inadequate, for though three fingers have obviously vanished inside of her, and she's grinding her clitoris against the heel of her hand, she's also whimpering in desperate craving and denial. It's not enough. The genie leans down and strokes the woman's hair almost tenderly. The blonde looks up at the nude woman who she can suddenly see. You want it, don't you, dear? Asks the genie, pointing one finger at you, at your cock, in fact. The kneeling woman nods, nodding openly, her mouth open, too, her tongue glossing her lips with saliva. There's a clarity in her eyes. She knows what she's asking to do, what she wants to do. The woman knows exactly what she's being asked. And she wants to indulge. She wants you, but she's considering the genie's words carefully. So the genie sees the opportunity to keep speaking. You want that hot, hard, heavy thing to be closer. You want to sense it, don't you? With your whole body, you want. The genie leans in, whispers something in the woman's ear. You don't hear what she says. The genie's not talking to you. She's addressing all her remarks now at the woman, privately. But that muscled figure turns her gaze back to you a moment after the genie begins whispering. That muscled, tanned beauty kneeling on the mat crawls closer, nodding incessantly. She opens her mouth, leans forward. You don't know what was said to her, but you have by now set the weight back on its notches, which is good, because your hands are free to clutch the padded weight bench. When the woman dives for your cock, she pushes her face, her nose against it, and begins inhaling deeply. Her mouth opens, she licks up the pre-cum you've drooled on your body, all of it, greedily indulging in the presence of your flesh. The genie left the woman alone as soon as the kneeling blonde began crawling, then slathering her tongue over your dick. The genie is now standing next to you, speaking to you once more. Look how obsessed she is. Look how she runs her fingers delicately over your muscles. Observe the movement of her tongue, how continuous it is. She needs it. Leaving her saliva where your pre-cum was, watch her swallow. The woman is stripping off her shorts. She pulls back only briefly from your cock to pull off her bra. Her underwear are left in a pile there. She's nude, covered in sweat. She only briefly removed herself, and now her nose is back against your skin, her tongue against your cock. She's been inhaling deeply. The brief cessation seemed to tax her. Now she's happy to be back where she was. You feel the pleasure of it. The genie keeps talking, and you zone out a bit. But the attention of the muscled goddess is endless, right down to her rubbing your thighs, your abs, your muscled arms. Strange how developed you feel. Her nipples are massive. Her breasts really are huge. You could tell even through her athletic wear. But it's her hands and tongue you're really paying attention to. All through the genie's next remarks, you are being sucked, jerked, massaged, loving it as you lay there. And let the woman, there is no other word for it, you let the blonde gym bunny worship your body. Visualize it, says the genie. Close your eyes and just feel her. Her desperate obsession, her worshipful attention. Feel her licking, breathing in, how much she loves it, wants it. This is what she needs, and she is experiencing satisfaction, fulfillment, just from touching your muscles, breathing in your pheromones, enjoying your presence. So reach out, grip her head, push it against your cock. Try that, see if she likes it. You do. Your hands come up, running through her hair, pulling her closer, gently at first, but she sighs in satisfaction, opens her mouth, now sucking hard on the tip of your cock, sliding you in. The awkward approach aside, she seems joyful from it, her kneeling on the gym floor. None of that seems to matter. This is just what she wants, and now you are confidently steering her to indulge in your body more. When she gets near the base, she rises up so she can bend and move to better slide you deeper in her throat. You see the back of her neck. You see her shapely, muscled shoulders. She breathes in deeply, facing down toward your cock, letting her saliva run down over your balls, too. She's relishing the taste, the presence of you in her. She turns, looks at you for just a moment, keeping your cock buried in, now coming at it from above. Her eyes are rolled back in pleasure. You see the whites then. Her tongue hangs out. She's working hard to keep her jaw open. Just when you believe this pleasure will surely be too much and send you over the edge, have you coming in her greedy mouth. You wonder how readily she'll swallow, for you know she will. And just then, she begins bobbing up and down. You close your eyes to weather it, trying to hold on, and following the genie's instruction from before, though you barely realize it. You're starting to look pretty good there, stud. No wonder she was interested. The genie taps your abs. You feel a difference. The muscle is firmer. Already?